Blog Talk Radio.
Sweet 16 in the streets. Let's go.
Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know. If I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plot. And I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system, everybody whispering, whispering. The streets are talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the crew. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only in shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only in shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Yo, I see my first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress would take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling them.
It's the streets, it's fucking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. From a street perspective, man, March 28th, 2014. You in the asylum. The streets is talking with your boy L Boogie and T-Row. Man, it's Fanatic Friday. It's Sweet 16. We halfway there to the Elite Eight, that which we played Saturday and Sunday. But we had some games last night. We had a little NBA. We had Deshaun Jackson being released, being whacked by the Philadelphia Eagles. Woo! Maurice Jones-Drew signing with the Raiders. Now we got a lot going on, but before we get started, man, let me say this: it's very interesting about Mr. Ray Rice. Straight up divide their team, trade their man for some positive. We just had Mr. Culliver from the 49ers, the DP, get arrested. And he had a pistol in the ride. Unregistered. Yeah, you had games last night, Wisconsin, doing their thing against Baylor. Look at their faces. Did you see Isaac Austin's mom? Oh, wait, I'm sorry, Ms. Austin, but I just had to get you, baby. You were in the streets. We have no bearing. The coach from Manhattan. You know he in the mile. How did he get a job without having a college degree? How did they not detect that, Ricky baby? Wow, there's a lot going down in the streets tonight. Woo, it's hot. But before we get started, man, let me say what's happening, man, to my producer of the show, my cellmate, my co-host, T-Row. What the deal, baby?
Oh, man, what's happening? What's up with your L Boogie Nugget? We made it to Friday, baby. TGIF on it. You know what I mean? You know how I like it, baby. I like hot butter on my breakfast toast. That's what I'm talking about. It's Friday, baby. It's time to get loose. Can't wait to get down to the nitty-gritty. You know what I'm saying, man? How the world doing, man? I love my people on the website checking us out. You know what I'm saying? All my people from the parts of Texas, Ohio, Atlanta, California. Hell, if you're checking us out in Mexico, Guadalupe to you, too. You know what I'm saying, El Boogie? That's what's up, man. Man, I want to say what's up, man, to everybody, you know, man, who've been following us for a long time, man. Hey, we appreciate y'all, man. We love y'all, man. El Boogie, how your bracket looking now? I know you didn't have Dayton, but you rolling with Dayton. Dayton came through again. I want to say for real. Might be a mid-major to finally make it to the Final Four since Butler did it. Or, excuse me, Wichita State last year. You know what I mean? It's getting good for the mid-majors, man. I'm just wondering about that. I heard you talk about DeSean Jackson, man. I'm just going to say this. When Michael Vick signed with the Jets, oh, yeah, I knew it wasn't going to be long before DeSean Jackson was going to be in that area of, you know, trying to follow his homeboy. Because I heard through the grapevine that them two best friends. And little did I know, I didn't know that DeSean Jackson was going to follow Michael Vick wherever he went. So if Michael Vick retires, is he going to retire?
I hope not, but, hey, if he get hit hard enough, he just might be out on the limb with Mike. They'd be going out in style like Eddie and Martin on Life. I tell you that. But the reasons why they released him, we'll get, you know, talk about that later on in the show. It's very, you know what I'm saying, it's just assumptions. And, you know, we'll discuss it, the timeline of some things that's happened. But I don't like it. But, you know, think about it. I'm going to go back to it on Philadelphia Eagles. I'm going to say this. Remember the name. The Jets inductee, Hall of Famer, Chris Carter. Same type of situation. Maybe it might be a good thing for DeSean Jackson.
Yeah, it's a good thing, but they ain't in the same boat. Boy, your boy CC, the Hall of Famer, boy.
I'm not saying he's in the same boat, but I'm just saying he was in Philly first, got cut by Buddy Ryan. He got a second chance, and it helped his career.
Yeah, you're right about that.
But let's get back to the, you know what I'm saying, the NCAA tournament. Last night I won 3 out of my 4 games that I picked on Monday. I lost the Baylor-Wisconsin game. And I'm going to ask you this. Were you surprised by the score? Not the victory by Wisconsin, but were you surprised by they took him in the back of the shed and gave him a whooping? Were you surprised about that?
No, El Boogie. I was not surprised about Wisconsin's score against the Baylor Bears last night. And I'm going to tell you why. The simple reason, like me and you always talk about, man, you shoot that 3, you better hit that 3. You live by the 3, bang, bang, you going to die by the 3. And Baylor in the first 2 rounds, man, they were on fire beyond the 3-point line. They did it against Texas, and, man, they did it in the first round. But when it came up against Wisconsin, the rim was unkind. You know what I mean? And so if they ain't falling, baby, you ain't got a chance. And when Wisconsin got on that little run, they still hot from the other night when they got their little run game started, and it just overflowed to the next game. So they were able to do what they needed to do against the Baylor zone, and they were on fire, man. It wasn't that they were just hitting long-range shots. They were hitting all of their shots last night. So was I surprised? No, I was not surprised, because Baylor couldn't hit last night from the beyond the arc. So it made it tough for them to compete against a team who is a complete team over there in Wisconsin and that Big Ten. Let's not forget, Wisconsin started off hot, got inside the conference play, and that's when things kind of got shaky. But when you're playing teams on a neutral court from a different conference, it's different, L Boogie, because you get to lay that thickness on them. You know what I'm saying? Wisconsin from the Big Ten, they play hard. And if you ain't used to playing hard, that's what's going to happen to you. You're going to get manhandled. And that's what happened last night. Bang, bang. Can't hit the three. You can't win, baby.
And you know, we had a thriller with the U of A and San Diego State. Nick Johnson struggled a little bit early. You know what I mean? But he scored some points near the end. You know, most on free throws. It's in the game. You got to knock him down. But San Diego State, real gritty. Gritty team. Fish had them playing. And they got a guard over there, Mr. Thames. He's cold. He can do – he's had some potential. So if you haven't heard of him, now you know, like Biggie's saying, juicy. If you don't know, now you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What I thought about that game last night, U of A showed heart. They've been contested only maybe about three or four times this season, and they hearts got tested last night, and they stepped up. I'm really anxious to see if this the Miller Brother Bowl is going to go down. We already had it in a major sport of football. Now we're going to have it in college basketball where two brothers meet up in the final. I don't think so, but I'm hoping so. Be a great storyline. You know what I mean, L Boogie? We always need that great storyline for the last game of the season.
You always need something to talk about in the streets, baby. No doubt. Johnny had them guys balling over there, but those Ohio players, they did what they were supposed to do, pulled it out. You know what I mean? It's going to be very interesting, bro. Very
interesting. Poor old Condoleezza. Poor old Richard Sherbshire. They all showed up at the game, pulling their weight around. Look at all that money walking around behind the Stanford sideline. You know what I'm saying? Just for them to get bang, bang. See you later. You're out of there. You was a 10 seed anyway. You wasn't supposed to be there, Steph.
Were you impressed by Florida's dominance? They're on a run, man. Will it end like how Wichita State did, you know, by not getting there, or will they complete the mission? Now they're the team that's the overall number one seed. They're the team with the long winning streak. Do you think that they can, you know, finish the job?
I believe that Florida will make it to the Final Four. But last night, I thought UCLA had chances to make a run to take the lead, but it just fell apart with the youth of UCLA. They just didn't have the people. They didn't have the guys to go to at that right moment. You know what I mean? And it cost UCLA in the end. But you know, Florida, man, them boys, they know how to win. I'm with you. When you're the number one ranked overall ranked team of this here tournament, then, you know, guys are really wasting bullets trying to shoot you down. And you're going to get the best of the best from those guys every night. I thought UCLA did a good job of hanging in there until like the last seven, eight minutes of the game. And then Welbegin and Young and, you know, those guys just start taking over. And it wasn't even pretty. But, you know, very impressed by what Billy Donovan has done with, you know, the University of Florida, bringing them back to the sunshine. And we're going to see. We definitely going to see.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And, you know, guys are going, you know, saying I'm turning pro. And I'm asking you this. And once again, here we go again. Are they ready? Already, Tyler Enos from Syracuse, the point guard. After the first round debacle, excuse me, the second round debacle. Well, no, it's third round because the playing games are considered first round. So after your loss to Dayton and you missed a game-winning shot, now you declare for the NBA. Are you ready? You're not 7 feet. See, those guys I can see. The man from Kansas, Mr. Embiid, he's going to, you know what I mean, turn pro. Even though he has a stress fracture in his back, he's going to get that look at, and he's projected to be high. So if Mr. Enos is coming out, you know Andrew Wiggins and Jabari Parker and Julius Randle are next.
They ain't ready. You think they ready for the show? Ain't nobody ready for the show, L Boogie. They ain't ready for the show, dog. Better stay another year or two.
They're not ready for the show. And the road to the Final Four is the show before the show. And that's what they're putting on right now in the street. Man, we want to dedicate this commercial, man, to Global Network One. Our man AJ for putting this together. You know what I'm saying? Live 365. Oh, man, and don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. We'll be back in about 6 minutes. 347-855-8896. Let's go, Ro.
Yes. Have you ever seen a show with fellas on the mic with 1 minute rhymes that don't come out right? They bite. They never write. That's not polite. Am I lying? No, you're quite right. But tonight, on the very mic, you're about to hear, we swear, the best star rappers of the year. So, cheerio, yell, green bravo. Also, if you didn't know, this is called the show. Valley's on.
Yo, Rick, I was about to, but I need to shoe home.
Why?
Because your shoes always hurt my soul.
6 minutes, 6 minutes, 6 minutes, Eggie French, you're on.
Once again, you back in the asylum. You in the streets, baby, with your host, L Boogie T-Row. Oh, man. It's March Madness. And if you didn't know, man, in the streets, like we said, are they ready for the show? Michigan was up. They just had four straight turnovers. We just giving you, you know what I mean, something in the streets. UConn handling their business. Even though I had DeAndre Big Daddy Kane, smooth operator, at least going to the Elite Eight. But who knows? They're only down seven with about 2 minutes and some change.
Yeah,
oh, man,
it's getting crucial, Boogie. What you say about the booty hole getting tight? Michigan, what you doing? Hell, Boogie, they had the ball on their side. They had the ball on their side of the court. And they had to get to the other side. And L Boogie, the dude, stepped out of bounds with 9.6 seconds left. Now J.J. Stokes got the ball inbounds, trying to muscle his way in. And the refs call a foul against Michigan. Tennessee going to the line.
Wow.
Woo! 6 seconds left.
You heard it here from the street.
Oh, I take that back. They called a charge, L Boogie. Oh! They giving it to Michigan. 6 seconds left.
It's crucial.
It's crucial,
to this,
man.
World.
That's why I told you, man, March Madness bittersweet, man. You can't trust it. Hell, Boogie, before we went to break, we were talking about guys going to the NBA, you know, trying to get ready to go to this show, man, coming out early. Well, there are three so far. And just to let you know, the big guy from Kansas, Mr. Embiid, they haven't really made it. He said on a tweet that he hasn't made that decision, and he don't know where that information has come from. So let's hold up on him, and let's see what happens, because we know he got that back issue. And we'll give him a week or two and see what the word's going to be after that. All right. Of course, like you said, your boy Tyler Ennis from the University of Syracuse, the point guard, young freshman, declared. The other guard, the sophomore guard from UCLA, Cal Anderson, who averaged 14 points in the Pac-12, he has decided to enter into the NBA, into the show. And then your other sophomore guard out of Xavier, Samaj Christian, he has decided to enter into the league. And now some questions of him maybe transferring, but instead of transferring, this guy said, you know what, I'm jumping ship, I'm going to the league. So big ups to those guys. We know that there are going to be many more other youngsters coming out with their news real soon. And so, you know, that's why you got the streets. We going to give you all the information you need, let you know who's coming in and coming out. Yeah? So, L Boogie, are they ready for the show? Are they more ready?
I think that these guys need to stay 2 years just for the league's sake, just for the show's sake, because right now I'm not liking the product, to be honest with you. You have a ceiling, a glass ceiling. It's only certain guys that are prevalent in the league. All these other guys are NBG, nothing but garbage. And the guys that are the top tier of the league, they're crybaby gangsters. And we'll talk about later on in the show, bottom half, we'll talk about the NBA and the great game, you know, very physical between Indiana and the Miami Heat. You know what I mean? But getting back to those guys being ready for the show, not exactly. And that's why they have the D-League. I think that some of these guys are just going to filter, be in the D-League, and hopefully come up. Example, Terrence Jones, Mr. Kendall Marshall over with the Lakers as a point guard. So they'll use that D-League, hopefully, for what it needs to be used for, and expect that. Don't expect these guys, because they're leaving early, they're going to be an immediate impact or imprint in the NBA. It's only certain guys that can do that. Maybe Jabari Parker, maybe might be one. Who knows about Wiggins or Randall, but it's only certain guys that can do that. So, and Dougie, you know what I mean?
We definitely got to tell these boys what's up, man, because let me tell you, they got to come to the asylum first. They need to come to our little, you know, juke joint so we can show them and show them how to observe commissaries and get this thing done in the streets, you know what I'm saying? Because the style will be hot, man, and we know that these boys ain't going to do too much. Why go to the D-League? Come on down to our camp. Watch us thug y'all. You'll be all right. You want to be AI? We'll put you like AI because we got swag around this joint. But now, yo, Boogie, the D-League, they'll be better off staying in school. Hurry up, Adam Silver. Get it right. I need you to get this right. Get that rule change, man. 2 years. 2 years. That's all we ask you, man. Turn 20 before you come to the league. Y'all grow a mustache before you come to the league at least. You know what I'm saying? Or a little shrub on your chin or something. You gotta be a man when you come into this game. And I ain't talking about just 6'8", 250.
Bro, we got two more games to finish it out to make it to the Elite Eight for over the weekend. University of Virginia versus Michigan State, and you got the battle of the bluegrass between Louisville and the University of Kentucky. And you know what they always say, like Ric Flair, to those Kentucky young guys. To be the best, you got to beat the best. You got to walk that out. Woo! So they got to go through the defending champs to be a champ. Can they get it done? Ridiculous. Will he prevail? You got the ACC versus the Big Ten. It's going to be very interesting, this, you know, later on tonight. So while you guys in the streets and sipping on your orange juice or whatever you got in your cup, you know what I mean? It's going to be hot. Some guys are trying to get to the show. Some guys are going to step up. This is why you go to Kentucky. Horsepower. Polo. They got their polos on. They run the Kentucky Derby down there. It's going to be up and down. Who's going to impose their will? I have Louisville winning this game. I have Wichita State coming out of that bracket, so I have to just go on who's playing right now and give you my pick. But I'm going with Louisville. And, Ro, I know you love them twins, and they've been keep proving me wrong game after game. But can Kyler Perry knock out Rick Pitino tonight?
Now, you know them twins from Texas, right? Them twins from Texas, boy, and they ride hard. But see, it's not going to be about them boys from Texas. See, in some games, it's all about the players that be on the court. And then in some games, it's about who's coaching them boys from the sideline that's on the court. See, L. Boogie, this ain't a game between just Louisville and Kentucky. This is a game between John Calipari and Rick Pitino. This is nothing but a chess match, a strategic chess match that somebody going to make a mistake. You know what I mean? And it's going to be a coaching mistake. It ain't going to be about the players, because the players going to play hard. The players know what's on the line. But it's the coaches that's going to make this game up. Like you said, it's the big bluegrass, man. We know they wearing polos and Versace all day. But when it comes to this game right here, man, honestly, I don't know who to pick. Because you can't go wrong with either school. The state of Kentucky going to make money. It's going to be some fights tonight. So I hope that the people in the great state of Kentucky, I hope you got your laws stepped up tonight. Because you know, if Louisville wins, the boys from the bluegrass go... Man, come on, man. You know Louisville and they like TPing people's stuff, man. It's gonna be toilet paper and flip cards everywhere.
But to be honest with you, I think that all the pressure is on Louisville. Kentucky has nothing to lose, just like they had nothing to lose against Wichita State. So I think all the pressure is on Ricky Baby. It's money everywhere. Italian people everywhere. I know, but we're in the street. And they're all in the Midwest and down there, you know, in Kentucky. The whole state is shut down. Half is red, half is blue.
Right.
Shut down, the whole state. Nobody's, listen to this. I don't get, hey, it's like Christmas in the state of Kentucky. There's nobody working today. Everybody called off.
Yeah, buddy.
Somebody's child got sick, and they could not make it to work because they have to watch the Kentucky-Louisville game. And this to go to the Elite Eight. They haven't played each other in a while for it to be a meaningful game. But who you got, Ro? Who you going with?
Yeah, like I said, man, you can't go wrong. But you know who I'm going with. I'm going with one of God. That's my dude, Mr. John Calipari. You're going to have to respect them twins. Before it's all said and done, you're going to respect my twins, boy. 2-5. They do it the best. They going to give Russ Nicholas his brother for his money tonight. But El Boogie, I heard you mention about them Italians. Them Italians be betting on all the games. Hey, check this out, man. What's up, man? Hey, can we get to the UBW real quick? Can we do that? Do we need to go to commercial, man? Because I got something I want to say.
Man, let's go to a commercial. When we come back, we'll talk about you, Big Dummy, and then we'll get to Deshaun Jackson in the asylum. Let's do that. So let's get to the commercial, pay our bills, you know what I mean? Big up to Global Network One, our big man down in Atlanta, AJ. Man, we appreciate you. The sports officials, Rule, Ann, Jay, man, D-Mac, Nephew, we see you in the streets. Oh, man. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. 347-855-8896. Press 1. Get in the asylum with your boy T-Ro. I'm your wholesale boogie. Let's go. Due to the fact they whacking their track, have to go back and stack because they lack the ingredients. EPMD and scratch for that. Yo, I'm the hip-hop puster, so shocker. Now it's indeed, yes, the microphone doctor. One wreck, the other destroys. And if you think you're ready to mess, kill the noise. We don't play when it's time to slay. I get a cut from my homie, yo, they're not late. Back and Mac and all the rhymes I pack. And wait for a sucker to jump and then attack.
Well, I'm known to be the master in the MC field. No second 87, 88, you kneel. Stop producing, get loose when it's time to perform. Whack a sucker like mop and blow.
That's where it's born.
Back the second time. Put on a different assignment to do a sucker new jack. Who needs to rap in the line? Cause I'm the cream of the crop when it's time to do a show. Girlies on my jock for my dope intro. As I glance at the double K microphone record. Turn on my callers and say a mic checker to the ladies and all party goers. Some call me P, another slow flower. Brothers on my jock for the way I hold a piece of steel. So what you saying? I'm not playing, understand what I'm saying, catch the sucker in my way, and I'm swaying, taking no shorts, showing vital signs, you can tell by my lines that I'm getting mines at 99, because I'm fine as wine, sit back and recline, watch the sunshine, take a stroll, listen to rock and roll, catch the flick at the movies, dance a bowl, cause I choose to refuse to slack, when I'm back, I take a chance, Jack, so I must attack, with knick-knack, patty-whack, so I won't lack. All my style is death and then deadly as crap.
While I'm playing, music's playing, the sucker is the lane. A battle in the trenches where the funky be playing. Cause with a partner like a double, don't come a dime a dozen. I can't have bloody latest, but you can call cousin. Cause as we climb the charts, better known as statistics. Brothers on our jock while we kickin' ballistics. Dropping hits like a mouse and you got to chill and more. The proof is in the pudding.
Check the billboards.
people around town talking this and that. How we sound like the R and our music is whack. Drop the album Strictly Business and you thought we were fold. 30 days later, the LP went gold. So what you saying? No, knock, he's out, who's there? Oh, it's the E-R-I-C-K. Yes, the boy you wonder, no flouts, no boots, no boots, and no blunders. So hot that you can say I'm blazing. At least the American says, yo, I am so amazing, and I've been waiting for a sucker to attack. Yo, me, the E-double, and me and PMU like the funky press couple. I fight fire with fire, that's why I'm most retired. When we needed a pitch boy, you was high, you was mesmerized. For the style that we was bringing in the all-out battle, comes out swinging, cause I'm just the type of brother that's out to get mines. And if the odds are against me, I still drop lines to get mines on time. That's why I most resign. Sit in my lazy boy chair, relax my head and recline. Sip a Pepsi or Coke with a twist of lime, or crack a 40-o, and then I go for mine. So what you saying? What you saying?
Ooh, wait! You in the streets, baby. So what you saying? From a street perspective, we're giving you sports and hip-hop. Don't forget, at the top of the hour, we're going to give you the entertainment part on Fridays. You know how we do. Bro, give us some information about some coaches and, you know, coaching carousel in the NCAA basketball world after these wins and losses. And give us your big dummy of the night.
Yeah, man, you know, we did a lot of talking about Coach K last show. You know, a lot of people were, you know, bringing up the conversation, is it time for Coach K to go? And lo and behold, Coach K has come out and say, man, you know what, I'm going to coach at least the next 5 years. That's story number one. We'll get to that a little bit later, you know. But it's just ironic that, you know, Coach K just put that out there for us. You know what I mean? All right, Coach K, we know you be listening to the streets. Virginia Commonwealth coach, Mr. Shaka Smart. Well, that's a hot commodity right now. The University of Marquette was willing to pay big dollars to Shaka Smart, but Shaka Smart decided to say, hey, no, no, no. Pump your brakes. I'm going to stay right here at VCU. I'm doing big things over here at VCU. I think that's a big thing for Shaka Smart to stay put and put VCU on the map like he's been doing the last couple of years, man. So big up to you, Shaka Smart. But to you, big dummy of the night, I know you got one, but, man, let me tell you, El Boogie, the biggest you big dummy of the night that I could come up with has to go to the Manhattan University coach, Mr. Coach Steve Massilio. Now, Mr. Massilio, I hope you're listening to this show because I'm being real point blank with you this evening. Now, El Boogie, we all know that when you're a fine coach in this here NCAA, whether it's mid-major or Division I, because those are guys that get that break, we all know that opportunity comes along where you're going to be able to take that next step. You might be making so much for so long, but then that buyout, bingout bonus come up, and another school says, hey, man, we want to double that for you. You be like, hey, let me jump off the limb and let me take my talents elsewhere. Well, Mr. Steve Massilio, let me tell you this. You messed up, bro. How were you going to try to go to the University of South Florida and apply for the job, be the head candidate of getting a head coaching position at the University of South Florida after you've taken Manhattan into this here tournament this year, 2014, and they checked your resume, and El Boogie, he got, I graduated from the University of Kentucky. Well, the athletic director, the president, and everybody else from the University of South Florida say, well, hey, We're going to do a background check, and we're going to follow up with you and give you a call in a couple more days. A couple of those days went by, old Boogie. Bam, sorry, sir, you've been denied. That's like having bad credit, El Boogie, when you think you're about to go buy them new joints right out of Foot Locker. This dude done falsified his resume to where not only the University of South Florida said no, but now the University of Manhattan has put him on leave until they go and dig deeper and do a background check on this book. Now, look, I know Italians are tight, but you big dummy. You're supposed to keep your eyes dotted and your T's crossed, man. What's wrong with you, man? You done went from the big dog on the block to shit on the stick. Oh, I wasn't supposed to say that. But my bad. But come on, El Boogie. You big dummy. Coach Steve Basilio. Hey, by the way, hey, Coach Steve Basilio, while you at home, the University of South Florida is off the job to UNLV's old coach, Mr. Dave Rice. And guess what? Dave Rice has accepted that position. Oh, come on, you big dummy. L Boogie, come on, man, put it on me, man. Who is your big dummy of the night, man?
My big dummy of the night. Let me tell you this, Ro. It wasn't hard. It really wasn't. Your boy, down there from the 49ers, Mr. Culliver, defensive back, pulled over, and what does he have in his car? He has the gun, but it's not about having the gun. It's about that you don't have it registered. Oh, my goodness. You big dummy. What were you thinking? These guys, oh, my goodness, they think that they are invincible. And when I say invincible, I'm just saying from the law. It's not unlawful to bear arms. Ask us. We live in Arizona. But you cannot go around here without your gun being registered. Those serial numbers like a car. You got to have VIN numbers and registration, baby, to where those bullets is coming from. And speaking of that, let's talk about your boy Deshaun Jackson before we get into the asylum. He's been released from the Philadelphia Eagles, and his speculations about him being released because of his association or his affiliation with gang members who have been connected to homicides since in 2010. So my question to you is, where are we going with this? I mean, is that the same way how the corporate world is, they're treating their brand, the NFL, like the corporate world where you have to, you know, everybody, you know what I'm saying, at the job, okay, I'm doing my job, but when I go home, you're also checking out my buddies, my friends, and everybody who I kick it with. Is that a privacy law? Now, when I say that, I say this to say, we're in the streets. Now, we know, you know, drug dealers and killers. That doesn't mean that we do that as well, but would that affect our employment? It's called the image. And when you have a brand, you have to understand you have to withhold the image. And I think that's where Deshaun Jackson can't decipher a lot of these guys. It's been going on since the beginning of time. You know, Allen Iverson, a lot of guys that you're grew up with and affiliated with may not do the same thing that you do. You become, you know, like Biggie Smalls said, either you sell crack rock or you got a wicked jump shot. So either you're going to go to that particular league or you're going to be in the street. So whoever made it that particular way, you don't stop your friendship with him, You can't go have a drink with him. Is he going to bring his drugs into the bar? It's very tricky. Can you cuss? Some of these guys are your real cousins. They might have grew up in your same crib, but they just do different things. It's a fine line. It's like a fine line between love and hate. And I feel for Deshaun Jackson, but being associated with gang members, are you under scrutiny and will be penalized on your job in any sport? I'm asking you that question, bro.
No, man, what they need to do is mind their own business. There's too much going on, man. You can't be just having these people just, you know, I understand it's an image thing, but, man, don't get it twisted. These guys didn't get me to the league. I got myself to the league, and I'm going to keep myself moving on with the move on because let me tell you something, man. You can't hold me back. What Rick Ross say? Jesus, try to hold me back. You can't hold us back, man. We going to do what we do. The only thing you need to worry about is how many balls I caught on Sunday and how many yards. That's all you need to worry about. I'm going to come do me. If you ain't got no problem with no drugs, if you ain't got no problem with no steroids, let me do me, because I'm going to show up and I'm going to bring the funk. That's what I think, L Boogie. They just go. But I don't think that's what even was on the line, because Deshaun was like, you know, I'm not a gang member and I have never, you know, associated myself, you know, as a gang member or put myself in any gang member situations, things like that. You know, so, I mean, it's like you say, man, some of them dudes they talk about are family members. What do you want me to do? You want me to tell my family member I can't kick it with him no more? When me and this dude that grew up since the age of four, when Aunt Cheryl sitting there whooping us to death, telling us to go outside and close the front. No, come on, man. That's my family. I ain't going to turn my back on my family like that, man. You know what I mean? But the thing of it is, this is what I think. When they released Michael Vick, it was easy for them to release Deshaun Jackson because we all know Deshaun Jackson can act a fool. They didn't want to see Deshaun Jackson act a fool up in that locker room. So they just decided, hey, you want to be Michael Vick, go ahead and be Michael Vick. As long as it don't cost us, you know, little or nothing, go ahead. That's where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? I just think Michael Vick and Deshaun Jackson, the buddies, and they just trying to partner up to try to make it happen together. That's why I asked you. And when Michael Vick retired, that means Deshaun Jackson going to retire? Because, you know, Michael Vick ain't going to go to no other team unless he just you become a yes man. You can always put the star in here, Michael Vick. You can become just a yes man. You had the finest clipboard and the newest earpiece. Come on now. We need you as a yes man.
I see a reciprocation of a Terrell Owens. I think Deshaun Jackson will be a Cowboy. Him and Dez Bryant, remember what they say in the streets. Bad publicity is good publicity. And Jerry might just keep it stirred up.
Wait a minute.
Don't get it twisted. Because he got released, he is little to nothing. I mean, he signed a minimum year contract. So don't be surprised if he's in Dallas with a star on his helmet with Dez Bryant. Oh, must-see TV. But if he goes to the Jets, it's like Keith Sweat said, "Get last forever and ever. Make it last." Listen, if he listen to this, he want to make it last with Michael Vick. So what? Who knows if Michael Vick get knocked out after the second or third game of the season? He hasn't played 16 games most of his career, and he can't fight off Father Time. You can't run. You can't run past that. You can't run a 4-0 your whole life. Like Pac would say, it's a dirty game. Look at it. But I'm very perturbed about that. I don't like the situation because he knows people. I don't like that. That runs me the wrong way.
Could be an hater.
I don't think that they should, you know, penalize him for knowing a gang member or knowing people in the street. I understand that you got to cut people off, but at the same time, you should always, it ain't about, oh, man, when you coming from a keeping it real, likewise, like we said, it could be relatives that you grew up with. You just made it. They didn't. So they're going to penalize you for that. You can't even talk to him. You can't even see him. He did you a defense. You might as well just be in the witness protection league. You can't do nothing in the streets.
Speaking of the NFL, Boogie, we got a couple of more signings, man, that didn't happen this week, man. The Pittsburgh Steelers that signed your boy, LeGarrette, blah, blah. Hey, man, that's what I don't like about the Pittsburgh Steelers. They always keep a thick running back in the backfield. You know what I mean? The Houston Texans decide Chris Clemens. He was one of the safeties for the Miami Dolphins, you know, to a 2-year deal. He's out of there. And then, of course, you know, the Eagles have made it official. They signed Mark Sanchez. So that's official now. We all knew that they were in speculation of getting him, but he had to pass that physical with that banged-up shoulder. But so I guess he passed it. So now he's an Eagle. The New England Patriots have restructured your boy, Vince Wilfork's contract. He was pissed off about a month ago talking about, man, I want out. I don't even want to be a Patriot no more. I don't want to see Bill Belichick, but, man, you know, Coach Belichick must have called him on the phone and said, hey, man, look at here, look at here. We can reconstruct this and do this and do that. Vince say, man, make me a Patriot. So they restructured his deal, man. And look out for it. 1 year, $8 million. 3 of it guaranteed with the 2-year option. Yeah, you can't beat that. I see why you came back. Tennessee Titans signed Sean Phillips. Man, you know, he keep it in the AFC. He ain't came out yet. He started out with the San Diego Chargers, went over to the Denver Broncos. Well, now he is a Tennessee Titan. Had 10 sacks last year for Denver, which was good in the absence of your boy, Von Miller, doing them steroids. Miami Dolphins also got no Sean Moreno. Right now. Why is everybody leaving Denver? I wonder that. I'm going to ask you that in a minute. You're going to have to give me an answer, man. You know what I'm saying? And like you said earlier, I think the biggest news of the day, Maurice Jones-Drew signing a 3-year deal with the Oakland Raiders. Wow. Wow. Now you can have McFadden and your boy MJD in the back. Wow. I think that's big. Still got a quarterback conflict jumping off, but we'll see. I like that, L Boogie. You like that, what Oakland did with by signing Maurice Jones-Drew to a 3-year deal after spending 8 years in Jacksonville?
That was a great move. Insurance move for McFadden. Remember, McFadden has to sign a lower deal to come back. So that's going to be real good to have those two guys just to keep whoever's the quarterback together where they can keep some pressure off of him by running the football. So I think that was a great sign to show up their running game and get back to play action passing and going deep. So don't be surprised if the guy McKenzie, you know, he's an ex-Packer general manager, so to speak, or a tree. He's building something over there. It's going to be tricky with Lamar Woodley and Justin Tuck, you know, kind of older guys on that defensive line. So we will see. We will see. Yo, man.
Hold on. Real quick, man. We got to get Major League Baseball in real quick before we jump to the asylum because we almost at the midway point of this show. I got 3 questions to ask you about the baseball. First question. Baseball has come out with a new PED policy, or shall I say new PED penalty violation. For all the violators, you know, if for your first time getting busted, you would get 50 games, huh? Well, they done jumped it to 80. Do you like that? Yes or no, real quick.
I love it.
That's all I need to know. For your second violation, they moved it. They was 100 games. Now they moved it to 162. Do you like that? Yes or no?
Clean up, baby.
All right, moving on. Number two, the Detroit Tigers signed Miguel Cabrera. 10 years, $292 million, making him the highest-paid baseball player ever, surpassing your boy A-Rod, who suspended for the whole year of 2014. Good move, bad move?
I think it was a bad move. I think it was a bad move by the Tigers because he's 30 years old. 10 years, $292 million. That's 29.2 a year. He's subject to get hurt. I understand he's in the AL where he can DH, but it doesn't look like he's going to get any lighter. So, yes, he won two MVPs, a triple crown. I give him that. With $292 million, I might have would have, you know what I'm saying, cut down on the years and gave him a little bit, you know what I'm saying, maybe $200 million for 5 years, maybe.
That's still a lot of money. Last question about this Major League Baseball. Forbes came out with a list of the greatest, you know, the most valuable teams in American sports. Can you guess where your Yankees ranked?
If you're not one, you're last.
Well, good thing Ricky Bobby know what he talking about, because y'all are number one. $2.5 billion make y'all the most valuable team in all of American sports, bro. Congratulations to the Yankees, even though y'all suck. Just got a pitch over from Japan thinking that's going to solve y'all problems. That ain't going to do nothing. Jeter already going out. It's a sad situation. I hate to put it to you, but y'all rebuilt. I know you don't want to use that word, but I'm just saying. Y'all got that Jerry Jones effect. I know the Cowboys somewhere. We 2.1 billion, so I know we ain't too far. Damn, Yankees.
See, I think that's where our owner needed to stay alive, where it's a difference between Jerry Jones and Alf Davis. I think it's like Jerry Buss. We're looking like the, you know, the Lakers of baseball.
Yes.
It's going to be a monumental season. You know what I mean? I'm going to try to watch at least 100 games. My man Derek Jeter, one of the best to ever do it. You know what I mean? Mr. November. He missed the November, and he was dating one of the baddest bras in the industry. Oh!
Hey, man, he always did that.
Never stayed squeaky clean. Noticed that he wasn't always on tabloids. You know what I mean? So I just want to give a big shout-out to DJs last year, man. Him and guys like Chipper Jones, who just left the league. I was blessed as I was, you know, growing up. We grew together as far as watching them in our age. So I just want to say big up to those guys.
Ray
Rollins, you've been served. And we ain't talking about in no dance contest. You've been served, baby.
Allegations.
Bro, what are the allegations about Mr. Ray Rice, man?
He's been served in papers, indicted on third-degree aggravated assault. Check this out. You know what's so funny about the whole situation? The attorney for Ray Rice says, wait, man, don't get it misconstrued, man. This should be happening. They don't want this to be out. They living in the house as a loving couple. No, they not. You can't pull wool over my eyes. Talk about, please reserve the judgment until all the facts are out. Oh, we reserved our judgment. We saw the tape. They're picking her up and carrying her like a princess should be carried, like a queen should be carried up to the room. He pull her out like she'd have been, you know what I'm saying? He guilty as charged, man. You on videotape. Nobody turned you in, Ray Rice. The videotape incriminated you, which you did yourself. So brother. Take it like a man. L Boogie, you gotta be smarter than that, sis. You gotta be a little bit smarter than that.
Coach always told me film don't lie. But I'm gonna say this. It's all speculation. Who knows? Ray could have been defending himself. And remember, they dropped it. The state picked it up. You know how the state do. And the owner has said that he will back Ray Rice on this situation. So that's very encouraging for Ray Rice.
But
and you know he's getting paid a couple dollars. He just signed a contract in 2012. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens with that. We'll keep you posted in the streets. So, Ro, man, who we got coming out of the asylum, man?
Well, coming out of the asylum, man, let's take it up to the land, man. Let's take it out to our big brother, D-Mac, man, and see what the big brother doing, man. You know, he always be chiming on. He been holding for a while, too. Let's take it out to the land. Yo, big brother D-Mac, man, you on with the streets, man. It's your boy, L Boogie and T-Ro, man. I know you want to join in to this fire, man. What's happening this evening?
Good evening, fellas. How y'all doing, man?
Man, you know what it is, man. We part land in the cut, man, in this beautiful weather, man, in the asylum, man. And 2016 is getting thinner and thinner to this Elite Eight, man. And the teams that I thought would have a good chance of doing something really proving me right. I see Florida. I see Arizona. Now Michigan State. Louisville, Kentucky might get it all. Man, what's going on, D-Back? How you feel? How you cracking looking, first of all?
Man, I'm looking good right now, fellas. You know what I'm saying? I got Arizona, Wisconsin. They playing. I got Louisville and Michigan, so I need Louisville to pull it out. And I'm not doing too good on the other side of the world. I got Florida and Michigan State left. So that's what I'm looking like. I'm good on one side. I had to shoot L Boogie a couple kites other night, man. Arizona, man, they was scaring me, man. They was letting me down. You know what I'm saying? I got them guys going all the way, man.
Hey, you know what? The Pac-12 usually does that. But, you know, Coach Sean Miller got those boys to tighten up late in the game. But I think San Diego State did a good job of shutting down Nick Johnson, who only had 15 points and really didn't score to the last 2 minutes.
I thought for a minute, T, he took the money, man. I thought he took the money, dude.
Straight.
I said, this guy don't want to win a ship, man. This guy took the money, man. He took the money, but he stepped it up towards the end. Big brother L Boogie told me to sit back, relax. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I did, and, you know, Wildcats pulled it out, dog. So I'm happy, man. The show hot tonight, man. There's a lot of good stuff going on in the world. Y'all hitting it all, man. So, you know, y'all are all cylinders tonight. I like that.
Now, Louisville and Kentucky on. Virginia, Michigan State coming up in a few minutes. Who you got?
Hey, I got Louisville and I got Michigan State. I think the Louisville-Kentucky game, I think it's going to be a nail-biter. I think it's going to be a nail-biter just like that Tennessee-Michigan game was. Michigan State, the little brothers of Michigan, so, you know, they need to do their part. I actually think that's going to be a blowout. I don't think that game going to be as close as people think. I think Michigan State going to go in there and handle their biz.
Wow.
That's the matchup we want to see, those big guys. And Boogie said it Monday, man, those Randall or what's the other one there, Hill or whatever. That's going to be the matchup, you know, tonight, man. I think depending on what those big boys do, if number 24 from Louisville gets those dunks and stuff and do what he do, Kentucky, I don't think they can pull it out, fellas. You know what I'm saying? They got, what, five freshmen on their team? The five freshmen actually start, I'm not for sure, but, you know, I think they're going to be like the Fab Five back in the day, you know. Right now, I think this far as they gonna go, man.
For you saying who? As far as who's gonna go again?
Kentucky. This where the train stops for them.
I agree. Great run, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, Roe has Kentucky, and they're young, but the pressure's on Louisville. Rusticulous has to play under control tonight.
Man,
now, those guys are big at guards. They're about 6'4", 6'5".
Man, I don't think it's that much pressure, Ed Boogie. You know, the streets is talking. Rick Pitino, man, he's 11-0 in Sweet 16. He's 5-0 with Louisville. So, I mean, look at his stats. You know what I'm saying? Look at his coaching. 11-0, 5-0 at Louisville. Nah, man, they about to do the damn thing, baby. It might not be as close as you think, even.
I think it's going to be close.
I don't know. I think it'd be close for the first half. For the first half, it'll be close. Hey, did y'all see my boy, man, Deion Waiters, the other day in Detroit? Wave at the fans like, go home, it's a wrap, it's over.
Look at their faces. Swerving over didn't look hurt to me.
Man, jumping up and down and hugging. I mean, come on, man. I think you're trying to pull a little like, y'all can't win without me, y'all can't do it without me. Hey, but that boy Deion Waiters, man. You need a cat like him on your team. You know what I'm saying? He's like Lance Stevenson to me, man. He tough. He ball. You know what I'm saying? He just play the game so hard, man. He ain't no sucker. And, you know, Kyrie, he a little on the soft side a little bit. He don't have that same type of swag and that same type of edge as Deion, man. And, you know, Deion let him know, like, hey, man, I'm a winner too, dog. Because, you know, they got a little rift going on right now from what I'm hearing.
Young guys needed to understand how to play together. I think if they just grow together, they can be, you know what I mean, a nice tandem. And it's showing other people that Deion can play if you give him the rock a little bit. Maybe it's showing Kyrie as well. Use your friend. That might need to be your friend. Buy him a bottle of Bel Air Rosé. He from Philly. He kicking with me.
Get him that black bottle.
Okay. I hear y'all. Okay. Hey, man.
What do you think about the Deshaun Jackson situation?
That's what I was about to just get on, bro. Man, I think it's Chip Kelly and the organization, man. If you notice, man, they weren't really feeling Deshaun Jackson several years ago before he got that contract and he held out and stuff. You know what I'm saying? And I think with Chip Kelly coming in, me personally, he like, man, there's other players out here. You know, I don't think he really cared for Deshaun Jackson and Mike Vick and those type of guys. You know what I'm saying? I think he feel like he can, you know, do what he got to do in the league and, you know, with other players. You know what I'm saying? Rebuilding in the draft or, you know, free agents or trades or whatever it is. So, because I never, ever heard nothing about this guy dealing with gang members and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So what if he do? Like you said, half of our black athletes in basketball, football, the ones in baseball, man, they come from the hood. Everybody ain't got a silver spoon in their mouth. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean,
right.
These dudes come from that. You know what I'm saying? So I think that was a little cop-out to just get rid of them. But you know what, though? Hey, see, if Ed Boogie right, man, he go to Dallas, oh, my God, man, Tony Romo, man, I might have to pick him up for fantasy football next year, man. Oh, my God, man.
I need to be a GM.
Hey, and it's crazy, though, because Ed Boogie right, man. Hey, the boy Jerry Jones would do something like that, too. Go out there, get that guy, pay him his money just because. Then let Philly know, like, oh, man, we're going to beat y'all with y'all own Duke. That's who it might come down to. So, man, I feel that was real dumb on their part, man, real dumb. But he's going to get his money. He's going to go somewhere. L Boogie and y'all cats seem like y'all kind of happy about the Maurice Jones-Drew going to Oakland, man, I really ain't feeling that too much, man. I feel like as much as he did in the league as a running back and stuff, man, he could have went to like a Super Bowl type of team. You know what I'm saying? That was going to contend for the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? I would have loved to see that dude in New Orleans or something, man. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know, man. Oakland, Jacksonville, that's the same thing to me.
I don't think that it was a bad pickup.
But he don't have that many years left, so he need to be trying to get on the get a ring, man. This is about championships on this late in this year.
I know what you're saying. I understand exactly what you're talking about. But here's where I'm coming from, D-Mac. You know what? Oakland is not a bad place to be right now because Oakland is like a lot of teams in the NFL that don't have particularly a good record. They got a good defense, but the offense doesn't match up to what the defense is bringing. And if they can just get lucky enough to have McFadden healthy for, you know, more than four or five games, or have, you know, a starting cornerback who they can believe in, the running backs are there. They got the backfield. They just need about one more receiver. If they can find that in the draft, man, I think Oakland can, you know, contend. They're not necessarily, you know, make the playoffs this year, but they can contend. MJD, one thing about MJD, he's going to be one of those locker room guys. You know what I mean? You need those guys in the locker room who can talk to certain people and get people, you know, up on what the NFL needs them to be. And I think he's one of those guys who have shown and proved that, you know, he's a good mentor type of guy for the Shield. You know what I mean?
But my thing though, T, is this was like what his first injury that he really had. He for most of his career he's been pretty healthy. You know what I'm saying? And been leading the league in rushing and touchdowns and here and there. This was like pretty much his first injury. I don't think he can handle that two-headed running back. You know what I'm saying? I think six games in, especially if he come out, he having a good season, he's doing better than McFadden. We know McFadden is definitely injury prone. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So they need somebody like a Maurice Jones-Drew. But I don't think he can handle that two-headed running back. Y'all let me know. I just don't see with his career and what he has done, I don't think he's ready for that. I think he still want to be the starting running back. He's a good leader, but I don't think he can handle that. What you think?
You know what? When you go into a different team, you know, there is that mindset of you got to work for what you want. And I believe that he already knows where he's going and who's at the helm over there. So when you're going to a situation like that, you know what you're going into. A nice competition, you know, between two guys or three guys, it's not bad. It's a good thing to have that so that you can get the best out of everybody who's competing for that number one spot. So I think he knows what he's going into. So I think that he's looking at it as if he can help McFadden. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It could be that he can go in there and just.
And let's look at this. Every team in the NFL would love to have two backs. Now with the NFL, they have two backs, two-headed monsters, Ben Tate and your boy Foster, Adrian Foster down in Houston for a while. You know, you want to have two backs because – let's just be honest. There's not too many that can play every down. There's not too many Adrian Petersons out there. You know what I mean? So you want to have two of them. One gets hurt, you got one, another one to go in. Or one gets tired, you don't lose a lot. Change of pace. So it's a collective effort. You know, and you got Matt Schaub.
So being an owner or a GM, though, so what? I'm supposed to pay Maurice Jones-Drew all these millions and McFadden? Come on now. But they
didn't pay.
You know, they splitting time.
You didn't pay. You got to do your homework. They didn't pay McFadden a lot. That's why he came back.
Okay, okay, excuse me, big bro. Okay, okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, McFadden. He didn't sign for a lot with Oakland.
But he don't deserve it. He don't deserve. I thought he got paid.
Exactly. He don't
deserve it. He ain't played.
Guys,
he hurt every year.
And remember, these guys want between $3 and $5 million a year, and these guys aren't getting it. Let's just say this. Mr. Johnson over there, who used to play with the Titans, he's still a free agent. So guys, running backs aren't getting picked up and getting the money that they're asking for. It's going to be a medium.
I don't think he'll get picked up either, though, because he's one of those stubborn, bullheaded type dudes where, from what I'm hearing, you know, on the streets and stuff, is that he wants his money. And I think the NFL is like, dude, all the problems that you bring or you could bring and you really haven't performed in the last several years, and you go home and sit on the couch, bruh, and deal with that, you know, that money that you got. You know what I'm saying? And I agree with you. Sometimes these dudes got to bite the bullet. I mean, you're a millionaire as it is, but a lot of them, they greedy. I don't understand that.
And one thing too, fellas, I
was listening in. I've been listening since y'all tuned in. Man, I understand what y'all saying to an extent about the players leaving college early, and I think that's why the NBA is the way it is, because it's no talent. You know what I'm saying? All like that, because you got dudes, they won and done. You know what I'm saying? And to me, every collegiate sport, when you get on the college level, even counting baseball, man, don't send these dudes to the minor leagues at 17, 18. Let them get some years in college underneath them. And it should be just like the NFL, 3 years top for all sports in college. You know what I'm saying? But on the flip side of that, and y'all give me y'all opinion, I'm a man that served my country. I'm a veteran. You know what I'm saying? At 18 years old, we consider grown. You know what I'm saying? When you 18, you go out here, you commit a crime or anything like that, you going to jail with the big boys. And ain't nothing mommy and daddy could do for you. If I want to go down there and lift up my right hand and swear that I'm going to protect my country and this and that, they ain't about to ask mama and daddy nothing. I'm gone. I'm on my way. You know what I'm saying? They want to send me over there to Afghanistan and all that stuff. It's nothing nobody can do. So, and that being said, if you consider the grown man at 18, hey, if I go to college and I hoop and I'm just, you know, starting up a little controversy, you know what I'm saying, because I know the chef's going to come in probably, but y'all going to hit it. Hey, why if I'm 18 years old, why is it a problem for me going to get my money making millions in football, basketball, baseball, or whatever? So I'm just throwing that out there, you know what I'm saying, because when I was 18 years old, I wouldn't have served my country, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, if I was 18, I could do that, and my mom and dad couldn't stop me. Hey, why could you stop me if I want to go to the NBA or NFL and make millions? So that's it, fellas, man. The show is hot, man. It's not looking good for Kentucky right now, but it's still early, man. The show is hot, bro. I love y'all guys, man.
Man, much love to the big brother, D-Mac, man. We appreciate your street perspective straight out of the asylum. You know how we get down.
You already know. We about to go to the commercial. When we come back, hopefully we'll have B on the line to give us our entertainment part of the show. Man, big shout-out to the sports officials and T-Nick, man, from Global Network One. Oh, man, we hot. And don't forget, D-Mac. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Let's go, Ro.
I be in every club in the hood where niggas at. Pull up, jump out, stunt like I was baby on my cocaine cowboy shit. Like in the 80s, who the nigga think he is? Slick Rick or Dana Dane? Think he rock?
like Kim or something. Look at his chain. Why I step from head to toe, I'm Dougie Fresh. Looking like I came to play Mr. Lynette. Any nigga with a watch like that, he need attention. Your man don't ball out like that, you need to bench him. What? R.I.P. 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 Jamaican, whole pound strapped up in this bitch like we some Haitian. She got good head, good brain, good education. I'm drunk in a motherfucker, here's the situation. 1:45 a.m. the night broken. By the time a nigga get to the crib, the mall open. Man, the nerve of this high ass bitch, she on the molly. She say she want me call him Miss Barry, she think she Holly. R.I.P. 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 R.I.P.
Life ain't nothing but a G-thing. Switch lane, get brain, hand down a G-string. I'm that type of nigga that's built to last. You fuck with me, I put my foot in your ass. I got a million in sass. I say my money so tall that you might need a giraffe when you was counting this cash, nigga.
R.I.P. 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 R.I.P.
You back in the streets, and we killing the sports scene, man. We killing it. Jeezy and Too Cheesy. We killing the club. 347-855-8896. Get with us on blogtalkradio.com. Put in that search box, the streets is talking. We giving it to you from a street perspective. But before we continue, we're going to give you the entertainment part of the show. We're a little late with that, but you know we got to get it in. Hey, yo, my cousin. Yo, B, you there, baby?
Yes, cuz. What's up?
Oh, man, I just want to say, man, you're doing it big, man. I see you on the Instagram and on the Facebook, man. I see you and the show is taking off. I just want to say you're doing it big. I see the bottles you're popping and you're telling a lot of girlfriends for me. Oh, yeah.
I'm trying. You know, I'm trying to do a little something.
Well, man, before we continue, give us the entertainment, man. What's going on in the entertainment world? Talk to me.
Well, entertainment world, Nicki Minaj is making her big screen debut alongside Cameron Diaz in a romantic comedy called The Other Woman, where three women find out they're all dating the same man, and once they find out, they all conspire to take them down. Sounds like somebody is very scorned to have write this, and it sounds like personal business. But critics say Nicki Minaj shine in the trailer alongside Cameron Diaz. That movie will be in theaters April 25th. That's Friday, April 25th. Nicki Minaj alongside Cameron Diaz in the film The Other Woman. Mick Jagger's longtime girlfriend of 13 years, her name was Lynn Scott. She was recently found. She hung herself. And the funeral was had and everything of that matter. He canceled shows. But most recently in the news, she left him $9 million. As if Mick Jagger needed any more money, because, of course, he's the frontman for the Rolling Stones. And Rolling Stones still today sell out arenas and tours around the world, still to this day. So, and he just got $9 million. You know, I'm sure it wasn't, he didn't feel good about the $9 million that he gave, but he got buku bucks on that. Kenny Burris, singer, multi-millionaire, you know, media mogul, star Real Housewives of Atlanta. She will be marrying her fiance, Todd Tucker, April 4th, and it says her mama is on board, and everyone knows if you watch the show, her mother was totally not feeling Todd and probably still doesn't like it, but she's agreeing. King Hov, Jay-Z, take some shots at Drake. and a new remix of the Jay Electronica track where Jay says, and I quote, "Sorry, Mrs. Drizzy, for so much art talk," he says, "silly me rapping about shit that I really brought. While these rappers rap about guns and they ain't shot, a bunch of other silly shit that they ain't got." So that was shocking to hear Jay come out, you know, Drake like that, because they are good allies in the hip-hop world. They've been on each other's songs and everything. But he was, you know, replying to something that Drake said in an interview when Drake said, and I quote, "It's like Hov can't drop bars these days without at least four art references." Drake says, "I would love to collect art at some point, but I think the whole rap art world thing is getting kind of corny." So Drake, you know, came for Jay-Z, so Jay-Z came for Drake. Who, you know, we don't know who was right, who was wrong, but, you know, Jay-Z ain't gonna back down from nobody, so that's crazy. Speaking of Jay-Z, we're going to his wife. Media, you know, reports surfaced this week that Beyonce's famous song, Drunk in Love, that she shares with Jay-Z, was actually a song that was produced by Future, and a lot of people claim that Beyonce stole the song from Future. Well, while on the Wendy Williams show this week, Future said that he made a version for Beyonce, but she didn't reply back to him and say she was going to use it and she wasn't going to use it. So he used it for his other song called This Morning. But as many people know, Beyonce famously secretly dropped her album without telling anybody. So he said his song, because of it, got pushed aside when Drunk in Love blew up. But, you know, he's not pressed on it. He's not worried about it. Him and his fiance, singer Ciara, just had their baby shower in the weekend with Beverly Hills, and her famous friends Lala and Kim Kardashian were all there. They're also planning their wedding, which they will be getting married at some point this year. Pharrell Williams is on the cover of GQ, so check out the new GQ magazine that's on stands right now. Friday, so many new movies is coming out. Check out the Cesar Chavez story. He is like the Latino Martin Luther King. You know, he did a lot for his people, and it's finally a movie that tells his story. And it stars John Malkovich, Michael Pena, Cesar Chavez, and Rosario Dawson, and America Ferrera. That's Brandon Carter with the Entertainment Report.
Oh, yeah, B, I love it when you on, boy. You always give us the highlight of the show, you know what I'm saying, that entertainment news. Now, let me ask you this, man. Let me ask you this, B. This for me to you, man. What's up with Beyonce, man? First, she's scratching people's faces out and then, you know, on a Lil photo. Now she's releasing albums without people knowing. What's going on with this?
Beyonce is just at that point, her and Jay-Z are at that point where they're the highest in their career and they can do whatever they want to do. You know, Beyonce has been known to steal music and not really write songs, but who cares when you're Beyonce?
Who doesn't steal music from each other? Who doesn't?
They all do. They all do.
Let's be honest. Like, somebody has a finger in something and something. Oh man, they took my line. It always happens. But get over it, Future.
He don't care. It's, I guess, his people who like, nah, she even stole. Like, he didn't really care. You know, Future, he's a laid back guy. He's from the street. He don't care about that industry stuff.
Man. And B, before we let you go, tell the world how we can get in touch with you and what station you represent.
You can follow me on Twitter at 1BrandonCarter, Instagram, BrandonCarter211. My entertainment blog is website.beonair.com/JBerry. So find me at facebook.com/BrandonCarter22. And my show is Monday, Tuesdays, and Fridays, 11 a.m. to 1. www.northcoastunderground.com. That's Know That Radio. And special shout out to my co-host, Free Sean Wan. They got him.
What they got? They got him. Free Sean Wah. What happened to Sean Wah? Free Sean Wah.
They got him locked up. They got him. They got him.
Say, man. All right, man. We got to start a campaign to free Sean Wah, man. We got to get the dude out, man.
He the prince. He ain't do nothing.
Hey, AB, that's what we all say in the streets, baby. It wasn't me. Hey, it wasn't me.
I didn't do it.
He really just in there on some driving without a license. Ain't no, there ain't no real charges, man. That lock up a murderer or something.
You heard it here first, man. In the streets, man. You got to be in the streets hollering. Cuzzo, we appreciate you as usual on Fridays calling in your segment of the show. And as usual, tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
All right, cuz.
Yo, B, I didn't mean to cut you off, baby, but we got some other things jumping off, man. AL Boogie, got a special guest on the line, man, before we leak up and click-clack. You know how we do it, man, on every Friday, man. But we got a special guest, man. First of all, before we even put him on, I want to say this. This is the guy that AL Boogie and I give big ups to. Mad respect to this man, Mr. AJ, straight from Ustream. Global Network One. We're going to get him in, and we're going to talk to him live. L and I are really, man, we grinning from ear to ear because we see the number up on our screen, and we like, oh, man, here we go right now, you know what I'm saying? So we about to bring in, you know, somebody who's helping us try to move in that right direction right along with the sports officials, man. So without further ado, man, we'd like to bring the fellow on who's been helping us, Mr. AJ from the Ustream Global Network One. AJ, you on the show with the streets. Your boys, El Boogie and T-Ro. How you doing this evening, Mr. AJ?
You on the show with the streets. Your boys, El Boogie and T-Ro. How you doing this evening, Mr. AJ?
Oh, it looked like he got a whole bunch of stuff covered off. We'll come back to him a little bit later. So you know what we're going to do, El Boogie. You know what we're going to do. We definitely go click-clack, snap back. You know how we get down, man, when we do it funky fresh in the place. Man, let's go to our brother, man, Big Brother T-Nick, straight from the Sports Officials. You can find him every Sunday, 12 noon Eastern time to 2 p.m. Eastern time, man, bringing the funk, blowing the whistle on everybody. You know you're going to love it. You know what it is, and there he is with no further ado. T Nick, what's the deal, Sports Official? What's that?
Hey, Ro. We talk, man. We talk during the commercial. Can I give you Deshaun Jackson? Can I give you his theme song right quick?
Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell the world. Yeah, go ahead and provide me
with
that intro.
Let me give it to you. New schoolers may not know, but old schoolers, here it goes. You heard it.
Yeah.
You heard it, right?
You took me back to 87.
Y'all heard that, right?
Oh.
Hey,
why
are
you doing that?
It just don't matter. What you want with it? Better blue blood or cuz, it just don't matter. You know what I'm saying? We ain't talking about DJ Quick blood. We ain't talking about MC8, cuz. It is what it is, man. I'm going to tell you, man. The boy is not affiliated, man. We all know, man. This is streets. This ain't the sports officials, so I ain't about to get official like a referee with a whistle. I got to take it to the streets, man. And the streets say, when you affiliated, you affiliated. So if you was born and raised in the streets, you affiliated. You may not have the flag, you may not wave the flag, but your hood say you cuz. He got Jackpot Records, man. That's what he got. And he spelled Jackpot, J-A-C-C-P-O-T, because in Crip land, you can't put the C next to the K. Because the C next to the K means Crip Killer. You know what I'm saying? That's what that means. Just like way back in the day when, what was that, British Knights? When British Knights was out, the Bloods didn't wear BKs because that meant BK, Blood Killer. And I hate to educate you non-affiliated peoples, but it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So Deshaun Jackson is affiliated. Even though he is not a gang member, he's just affiliated. You know, because of his peoples, because of his family, because of the people he went to school with, because he went to Poly High, because of his neighborhood, he's affiliated. You can't criticize that man because of that. Now, on the other hand, Deshaun Jackson, you got to understand, sometimes you got to clip the folks who don't belong with you. You know what I'm saying? If they out there carrying straps and peeling caps, you cannot have those dudes in your Instagram picture because the NFL is going to hold that against you. You know what I'm saying? You can't do that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm with D-Jax all the way, man, 100%. I'm with him all the way. You know, what's the tight end from New England? Not going to count. What's the other dude's name that killed the dude? What's his name? What's his name, T-Ro? What's his name? I'm sorry.
Hernandez.
I'm forgetting his name. He is not Aaron Hernandez. That he is not. You know what I'm saying? He's not him. You know what I'm saying? He's just affiliated. Aaron Hernandez was a wannabe. Deshaun Jackson is affiliated. And you can't be mad at him for being affiliated because of the folks who he grew up with. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's not like he's participating in the acts that they doing. They are doing their day-to-day lives. That's what they do out in Cali, man. We talked about that today in the barbershop. You know what I'm saying? We talked about Spice One, you know what I'm saying, and MC8, you know, and DJ Quick, and all the rest of them. They try to get out, but that's their lives. They're affiliated. Now, I mean, he's participating in it. You know what I'm saying? But I hate the fact that $45 million contract he left on the table. He's not about to get that. He ain't about to get that boogie with the Cowboys. The Cowboys ain't got no money under the cap. That's the only reason why they let DeMarcus Ware go. They ain't got no money. So they ain't about to sign these Jacks. You know how I hope do sign him? The Carolina Panthers. You know why? Because he's a younger Steve Smith. And you know who need him? Cam Newton. Cam Newton need that dude, man. So, you know, D. Jackson, he not going to take a minimum contract because the dude is 25. He ain't going to take that. Come on, man. You ain't going to take it. I ain't going to take it. Roe ain't going to take it. D-Mac ain't going to take it. The Chef, he ain't going to take it. You know what I'm saying? AJ, you ain't going to take it. By the way, AJ, you got to cut that stuff down, man, so they can bring you in. But we ain't taking it, man. Ain't nobody going to take it. We're going to do it like the Caucasians. We're not going to take it. No, we're not going to take it. You know what I'm saying? We ain't taking that, man. Are you serious? Come on, man. So, real quick, man. I want to do my, the streets version of You Big Dummy. Can I get mine right quick? Because I got something nobody know about. I got something nobody know about.
Go ahead.
Have you heard about
already got on some of these guys today?
I heard it. Oh, I heard it, man. I heard You Big Dummies in the 9 o'clock hour. I heard about that. But can I give y'all one y'all don't know about? Shabazz Muhammad Daddy. Have y'all heard about that one? Shabazz Muhammad that played for the Timberwolves, the rookie that went to UCLA. Do y'all know what he did? The day before, he played number one Florida. Not he played, but UCLA played number one Florida last year in the NCAA tournament. This ninja took out a multi-million-dollar contract, a multi-million-dollar loan against the future earnings of his son. So what did he do? $3.5 million contract, wiretap fraud, mortgage fraud, his daddy. His daddy name is Milton. What's that dude's name? I'm sorry. But his daddy is about to do 36-month federal time. You know what I'm saying? He might do 36 months.
This is what I don't understand either about that. Now, it has all come to the limelight now that you mentioned that about Shabazz Muhammad's dad. Because isn't that one of the reasons Shabazz Muhammad got suspended last year is because he had that expensive backpack. What was that,
Louis Vuitton backpack
that cost $1,200. He coming to gym like he, you know, that was part of that money. So now it's come full circle, and now his daddy going to have to do jail time for part of that. So I wonder what else he bought.
It came from his daddy, Ron Holmes. We're talking about John Holmes, because y'all know who John Holmes did. Y'all know who he is. John Holmes, the old ex-porno star, died of AIDS, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? Ron Holmes, he about to go to jail for 3 years and a month. You know what I'm saying? Because he had that. He had that old wire fraud. It was a mortgage fraud. It was like $2.75 million. Now, besides that, it was the day before, like I said, UCLA played Florida in a Sweet 16 last year. So that means it's about to go into the NCAA's 432-page rule book that don't permit loans based on athletic skills or the future as a professional athlete. You know what I'm saying? So not only is he going to jail, but UCLA is about to get some type of probation, some type of some action down the line. It's about to happen. You know what I'm saying? Second of all, you didn't touch on it yet. Ducking over the goalpost. They just mad because the Caucasian brothers can't do it. So I'm going to go on with that one. You know what I'm saying? You can't get mad because the brother can jump 10 foot. Don't nobody know that the goalpost is 10 foot. That's a basketball goal. So if you can dunk, you can dunk over the goalpost. That's 10 foot. For all y'all who didn't know. If you didn't know, now you know, Ninja, as Biggie used to say. Other than that, man, I want to tell you this, man, before I go. I had a talk today with AJ, and we got a meeting of the minds on Sunday. And Mr. AJ, you know what I'm saying? If y'all don't know AJ, AJ is what I call Jay Plant of radio, you know what I'm saying, of the South. He bring all the brothers together, and he going to get us all paid. I'm just telling everybody in radio land, listening, from Atlanta, Georgia, to Phoenix, Arizona, all the way up to Cleveland, Ohio, all the way out to Southern California. We about to get paid because of him. But I'm going to tell you this right here. I was talking to him earlier, and I told him, I said, hey, man, we're going to get this together, and I'm going to tell everybody. He said, wait a minute. My wife just walked in on us, and she heard what we were talking about. I'm sorry, T-Nick. I got you on the speakerphone. But that's what my wife just said. I said, what'd she say, dog? She said, you need to tell a friend to tell a friend. To tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. And if you don't know, now you know.
Now you know.
Chef, D-Mac, hey, I heard your pops call in on Monday, T-Row. Pops, Skidamos against the third.
You know.
Your moms, everybody that called in to the streets. I love y'all, man. I appreciate the support. And T-Row and Boogie. The Score Key, Nilly Neal, Mitch, and myself, man, we about to get paid. Y'all just watch us and see.
Got to get paid. Tell Nilly Neal, I got a phone to pick with him on Sunday.
Wait, bro.
To be keeping it real.
Bro,
with
I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you right now, bro. He's supposed to call in today, but he's down in Orlando, Florida, his little company, because, you know, we all still got jobs right now because we don't get paid to do radio. Radio Land. We don't all get paid to do radio right now. This is our side hustle. We ain't slinging 10 stacks. You know what I'm saying? We ain't slinging 10 pieces and dubs and halves and quarters and whatnot. This is our side hustle. But Nilly Neal down in Florida right now, he's down there with his company. They got 300 members in his company. They got a meeting. They're an hour behind right now. So he's trying to get me. He just sent me the text. He asked him what the score was in the games and everything, and he wanted to get in for the show. So he's going to try to get in if he can, you know, but I'm just going to tell you. I already told him. Ninja, if he don't get in, because he ain't going to be able to get in on Sunday. It's just me and the scorekeeper. If he don't get in, man, it's a problem, you know. But I'm going to tell you this, though. We support the streets. You know what I'm saying? We're going to always support the streets. The streets are talking. It's like E.F. Hutton when T-Row. When L Boogie and Jewel the D talk, everybody listening. If you ain't listening, it's a problem. AJ, listen to me, dog. Hey, I holler at y'all, man. I love y'all to death. I love everybody that's following. Holler at me. Straight!
Yes, sir. That's what it is, the host with the most, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. T-Nick. From the Sports Official, every Sunday, 12 noon Eastern to 2 p.m. Eastern. Check them out, man. You got to check them out, Blog Talk Radio. Hell, but you know we got one more call to go to before I let you loose. You know what it is, man. The chef been hanging on for a minute, and, you know, it's about time to hear some controversy because I know his bracket
is probably looking pretty good because he had Dayton. He was rolling with them on our players before anybody. Yo, big brother Steph, what you cooking up over there, man, on that side of town where you at?
Man, I'm in the land, man. I'm in the land of the artists. I'm where they suck life out you at.
You already know. He sucked the life out of you. Don't say Chef, I told him.
Hey, listen. Hey, these dumb brownies, right? Hey, listen, I'm going to talk about the Cleveland Browns fans real quick. They really think DeSean Jackson coming to Cleveland. If he come to Cleveland, he gonna create a gang called the Tower City Gangsters. They gonna suck the life out of him. He can't kick it.
He ain't gonna be able to be upright the whole season.
Man, he gonna be like Braylon Edwards. He gonna man, listen, man. What y'all don't know is, you know, y'all know, but I don't know if you know, T-Row, but you know, as me and L Boogie know, there's a real reason why Braylon Edwards left Cleveland was because of how he blew down at LeBron, on LeBron and the Flats. When he blew down on LeBron James and the Flats, he was up out of Cleveland the next week.
He was a casualty.
Headshots only. What's up with the streets tonight, man? I know I ain't got much time, so I'm going to go all the way in real fast, real easy. Shoot it at me, I'm shooting back.
Your thoughts about the games last night, and give us your thoughts about, you know what I mean, your NBA with LeBron and Indiana and those guys.
Woo! Listen, first off, listen, watch out for Dayton, man. After Sunday, we're going to show y'all why underdogs prevail. We've seen UConn just upset. You know, man, it is what it is. It's the year of the underdogs. You see, Iowa State, as I told y'all, will leave Sweet 16. I'm hip to what's going on, man. Michigan State, if y'all get them on your bracket and think it's going to be real easy, it will not be. I am telling y'all, they might not make it out tonight. But listen, LeBron James, Paul George, that's how you play basketball. Paul George, that's what I want to see every night. You're the all-star of the team. You make your players better. Listen, Lance Stephenson, instead of you flaring up in D-Wade's face, you need to D up on him because guess what? D-Wade make you look bad every trip. Hey, Roy Hibbert, we need more than the playoffs because it might be, you might see Miami real quick, easy in that playoffs. Man, whoa, the streets is talking. I'm going too quick tonight. Oh, man, George Hill. Where is you at? You was the starting point guard of the team. When is you going to actually show up? When we got to put you back? When we got to bring you home? Matter of fact, hey, George Hill, next time you put up a 20-point performance, I'm going to call your angel. I'm going to call your agent. I'm going to bring you back home to the Spurs, baby. Because obviously you don't really want to play. You don't really want to play. I'm going to bring you back to the Texas State where it's 100-degree weather and you have no choice but to play. You know? Man, it's so much going on, man. NCAA, NBA, NFL, DeSean Jackson, it's all type of things going on. All type of things.
What do you think about the reasoning for the Eagles letting go DeSean Jackson?
Man, listen, first off, DeSean Jackson was bigger than the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, what's going on? Did y'all honestly just see what happened? Y'all want me to be truthful in the streets? Y'all know what happened last year in the month of July?
Please,
y'all
tell
what
me.
Riley Cooper called the N-word. This man just got a contract extension, and y'all should have been crying about paying this dude $10 million. And he just had 82 catches for, what, like 1,100 yards? We're talking about a
he
kick
made the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, we're talking about a kick returner, all-pro receiver, like top five receivers in the league, and y'all talking about a petty $10 million? And y'all just gave this man who just sit up here and disrespect every black race in the room and himself the N-word, and y'all just give this man a contract, a lefty contract? Is we being honest? Man, listen, he was bigger than the Philadelphia Eagles. Mike Vick left. Him and Mike Vick was kicking buggies. Y'all let go of Mike Vick, so it was time for him to go. So if that was y'all reason, what y'all wanted to do, say it like that. But don't sit up here and fake shop him around and then let him go talking about we don't want to put this on nobody else, because that's not how y'all really feel. What y'all really feel is that man won't out of that locker room, and guess what, L Boogie? He's smelling money. If he come back with another all-star performing Pro Bowl season like he did last year, I guarantee he will see every bit that's coming to him. He's been a proven factor since
Absolutely.
He came to leave. From Cal, man, y'all remember when he played for Cal? The boy is fast as lightning. He got a jab. Man, I guess, oh, my God.
Passionate about that boy, about the force.
He arrogant. Just because he owns his own record label, is y'all serious that he has to be permitted in the game? And that's what y'all want to take it out? That every shit up, okay. Next
yeah,
buddy.
See, they're going too deep with that, Chef. There ain't no way you should be able, I mean, yeah, people know about what you do thanks to the new age of technology and things like that with, you know, Instagram and Twitter and YouTube and everything else. But come on, man, you got to separate the real from the fake, man. You know what I mean? And leave the dude alone, man, like I told El Boogie earlier. It ain't what I do in between from Monday to Saturday. When I show up Sunday, you know what you about to get because I'm about to put up these numbers.
Hey, so can I ask the streets a question? Have we just now witnessed that Philadelphia Eagles was the leading candidate to win the NFC East? As DeSean Jackson leaving, do they sit up here and brainstorm them to the backside now? Like, that what we just witnessed today?
Yes, sir, it is.
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
What if he goes to the Redskins with RG3?
Oh, my God. Man, listen, man. I just heard the most truest word. I've been in the streets. I'm rotating. I'm kind of late tonight. But, man, the Carolina Panthers is a great fit for him. He's going to where a black quarterback is. He have a great connection. What if he goes to the Jets?
No. Don't go to the Jets. Just because you go to the Jets, you think you're going to be good with him, with Michael Vick and Geno Smith? Let's not get it twisted.
No, well, let's not
go
get
to
it
Carolina.
Twisted. Let's be honest though, L Boogie. Ain't Emmanuel Stewart over there? No, I mean, what's the dude's name that came from the Seahawks? Ain't he over there? I did on homework tonight. I forgot the dude's name. Dude just went from the Jets to wide receiver. Like, you know, he's a predominant wide receiver. He's a mediocre. He's all right.
Decker? You talking about Eric Decker from
Eric
Denver?
Decker. Yeah, Eric Decker. Did he just go? Like, yeah, that's a nice look. Yes.
We'll see. But it's up in the air where Sean's going to go.
Street.
Look.
What if he goes to Kansas City and click up with Dwayne Bowe and T. Charles? What if he does that?
I don't want to think about that. Just get him out the NFC East. That's all I want.
Next question. We ain't got enough time. We on the time tonight, baby.
Yeah, Chef. I'm sorry. We gotta go, man. We only got a couple more minutes. But I just want to say this.
I love y'all. Y'all know where to catch me at IG, A Taste of Heaven, ATASTEOFHHEAVAN. I'm in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, man. Taste of Heaven, man. I'm on Livery Street, 714, man. Come get at me, man. I'm on the streets every Monday and Friday, man. I'm a chef, man. Mr. Controversy himself, man. I love y'all. Respect, man. So I'm going to tell a friend to tell another friend to tell their girlfriends to tell their girlfriends, and we're going to have a big-ass notch. Love y'all, man. Streets.
You already know. Since we don't have that much time, man, we're going to go right to Skeetimo, man. Is he ready, man? Or you know, I got about 30 seconds in me, man. I just know we only got a couple minutes. So, you know what I mean? Is Skeeter ready? You got him on the queue. You ready, Skeetimo? Jiggy Johnson III.
He'll be ready. He always on firecracker status. You know what I mean?
Man, let's do it. Okay, I'm going to give you about 30 seconds of this, and this what we about to, you know what I'm saying, check into. Man, I went on the road 2 weeks ago. Man, I fell in love, man, with my ego. He told me to jump out on faith, and that's what I did. Man, I'm coming through this spot, man, like I was a kid. Oh, happiness is something that you always got to look for. These suckers be tripping, man, and they be looking for, oh, man. My fault, bro. I got caught up, man. I'm in the street, and I'm seeing a robbery on the block, man. Hey, man, go back. Man, Skeeter Ray, man, we in the streets, baby. I'm telling you. I just seen something.
Man, what's wrong with you
robbery.
This evening?
I didn't see people get shot, and all of a sudden my man just broke my flow, man. He just ran past down there on roof, man. I just seen on roof diamond dude taking stuff from you. Oh, man. Versace, Versace, Versace. Oh, man, that's what they're trying to get, these youngins.
All right, man, let's jump into Skeeter Moe Jiggins Johnson III, man, so we can ride out with the good ones, you know what I mean? Let's take it out to North Park, Texas, man. Ellum Ticket to be for real, you know what I mean? Yo, Skeeter Moe Jiggins Johnson III, man, you all with the streets live, man, with your boy L Boogie and T-Roll. What's happening this evening?
Man, what the business is, man? You know your boy chilling.
Ah, that's what I'm talking about, baby. Hey, you know, we got about 3 minutes to get up out of here, man. Why don't you go on and shut us down this evening?
Already, man. You know what it is. Skeeter Moe Johnson Jenkins Jr. III, you heard? Yeah. I'm fresh and red like a silver lotus. Hocus pocus, smoking mirrors on you cockroaches. Poof. And yeah, nigga, it's a new day. I got two L's on me like I'm Cool J. Hey, me and my babe, we be on the good. Rolling up sweet after sweet, I put that on the hood. Jug, I hit licks like all day. And still shoot dice like 5 deuce and 4 tray. Nowadays I get my pay and then I'm out. Don't have my money, you gon' get that still up in your mouth. Nigga, lay it down proper like. I thought you knew a nigga live cash money like. Man, I'm out this thing, man.
Hey, before you go, Skeeter Moe, what'd you say? I got two L's on me like I'm Cool J. Yeah, I like that line right there. I like that line right there, Big Pivot. That's Skeeter Moe Jiggins Johnson III. L Boogie and Skeeter bringing the funk. You know what I'm saying? L Boogie was tripping over the mic, you know. But it's all good. We got next Friday to come up. Skeeter Moe, you know we going to holler at you, man. We appreciate the love, baby. We'll holler at you. Sis, what's up with you, Red?
One love, man.
Yeah. Hey, Boogie, before we get out of here, man, Ustream, Global Network 1, that's Big Brother AJ. Tried to get him on. We'll get him on next week. You know what I'm saying? Yo, T-Nick from the Sports Officials. OG Sports Officials. You know how we get down, man. Yo, everybody checking us out on the well. Jewel, salute, baby. I see you. Hey, Boogie, what you got, baby? You know I'm with you every day, all day.
Man, big up to Heaven No Youth, man. Want to say big up to their legacy dynasty, man. Big up to everybody down there on the block, 93rd and Huff, man. Thurgood Marshall Rec, my dude Carlton Bragg, you know what I mean? First team All-State, number two player in the country, Anthony Carmen, them guys down there, East Tech. Oh, man. All my youngest, they doing they one, too. And don't forget, tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Big ups to Northwestern and the football players for getting that court order to be in employees. Unionized, I should say. Salute to those student athletes. Man, we about to get out of here. We'll catch you on Monday, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Get with us, blogtalkradio.com. The streets is talking. Keep it just rolling, baby. We out.
But I ain't the one telling, don't wanna be another number. I got a fucking gang of weed to keep you going under. The federalists wanna see me dead. Niggas put prices on my head. Now I got 2 rock bottles by my bed. I beat them lead. Now I'm released, how will I live? Will God forgive me for all the dirt a nigga did? To be kids, one life to live. It's so hard to be positive when niggas shooting at your crib. Mama, I'm still thugging. The world is a war zone. My homies is dead, mate, and most of them dead grown. Full grown, following your man. So scheming on ways to put the greatest on the palms of my empty hand. Just picture me rolling, crossing the beans on the rims that isn't stolen. My dreams are tinted, my hopes are pawned. I'm like a fiend and finally seeing on the dope is gone. My nerves are wrecked, heart beating in my head so swollen. Thinking of the G's I'll be holding. Picture me rolling. Baby, now. side a little bit so you can get a clear picture. Can you see it?
Picture me wrong.
Yeah, nigga. Hey, but peep how my nigga Psych do it. Get to me back.
I got keys coming from overseas. Cost a nigga 200 G's. I'm a street commando, Nino, for example. This lavish lifestyle is hard to handle. So I got the flaws, cause I'm more like a boss player. Thug bred to be a woman layer. So many player haters imitate a steady swinging. Make me wanna start bang banging. So I'm caught up in the game. Dress code change. Packing 40 glocks to tame or rearrange. All that jealousy and envy coming from my enemies. While I'm sipping on Remy and running back lacks the Chevys on the roam. 96 big body sitting no chrome. As we head up out the zone, stone facing the zone. You can admire, but don't look too long. I'm living a dream with triple B's and my pockets bulging. It's hard to imagine.